Log Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. I hid who I really was until one day when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm a reporter at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about Distant Sun, episode 17 of Supergirl, which aired on March 27th, 2017. You can join us on Twitter. Join us at Supergirl Talk, all one word. And we're also on Facebook. And one more, we are also on iTunes. Okay, enough of that. Let's talk about Distant Sun, which is directed by our very own fan favorite, Kevin Smith. Now, he didn't hit this one out of the ballpark like he did with The Flash, but hey, it's still Kevin Smith. So let me read you the quick synopsis of Distant Sun so you have an idea what we're talking about. Kara is attacked by a series of alien bounty hunters. Mon-El suspects his parents are responsible and hope that he will abandon Earth if Kara is dead. His suspicion is confirmed after John telepathically interrogates one of the hunters. Kara suggests she and Mon-El meet with Rhea, his mother, and to change her mind. However, Rhea refuses to listen and tries to kill Kara using kryptonite, so Mon-El agrees to leave Earth if she spares Kara's life. Again, against President Marsden's orders, John helps Kara rescue Mon-El from his parents' ship, and after a fierce battle, King Lar Grand agrees to let Mon-El stay on Earth. Marsden is revealed to be an alien. Ooh, Linda Carter is an alien. Yes. How epic is that? All right. Rhea kills Lar Grand for what she views as his betrayal and vows to return to Earth to reclaim Mon-El. Meanwhile, after an encounter with an ex-girlfriend of Maggie's, Alex learns Maggie omitted telling her that she cheated on the woman, which prompts a frank discussion with Alex asking Maggie to trust her with her secrets. All right, so there it is, Distant Sun. How did Kevin Smith do? Tell us. We are live right now. Our number is 646-668-2311. We have our first caller here. I wonder who it is. From area code 239, who is this?
Your co-host, your boy, DC Fan One, who was freaking out last night, but I know we can't talk about it yet.
I know. Well, we're catching up. We're catching up.
I know, man. But Matt from Florida, what's up?
What's up, man? So how do you think Kevin Smith did on this one? I was kind of like, really? It didn't really stand out like what he did
too.
With The Flash.
I know. I mean, what the hell is wrong with Kevin Smith? I mean, geez, he did fantastic on The Flash, you know, on The Flash this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, I mean, yeah, it's like he's saying, I'll try directing an episode of one of these other DC TV shows. I mean, if anything, he needs to be hired and direct The Flash. That's it.
Yeah, I agree.
Just
Flash. Stick with The Flash.
Don't
try to do Arrow. Don't try to do Gotham. Don't try to do DC Legends. Stick with Arrow, because definitely the lightning is hot there.
Yeah, and it's going to be all new tonight. So are we going to do four or just three?
We're going to do all four today, yeah.
Okay, it's just my time over here is 6 right now, and Arrow's coming on at 8. But I'm sure we'll be done before then.
Oh, we will. We will. Definitely for
all
sure.
Right,
be done
all right,
early.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Distant Sun. Let's see. We got the other elves apparently, you know, hiring bounty hunters against Kara since Mon-El refuses to leave Earth with his parents. Kind of cool how they put this big bounty on her, knowing that there's aliens on the planet already living there, and they're looking for her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I loved how funny it was when those telekinetic aliens, well, Kara and Mon-El are having dinner, and then Mon-El punches Kara in the face, and then Kara punches Mon-El in the face. That was pretty funny right there. And man, what a mean psychopathic mom Mon-El has. Rhea, oh my gosh, when she used... So
we talked about this
crazy.
Yesterday. Miss Lois Lane, also known as Rhea on Supergirl, she kind of turned it up a notch when she killed her own husband. How about that?
Yes. I was freaking out. I mean, go, what?
I'm like, how can you kill Hercules?
I know. I mean, she is just going crazy. And then she goes, I am not done with this world. And we know what's going to happen, but I'm not going to say it because it's going to take a while.
Good, good,
but
yeah, she kind of said, like, you know, he saw him as a weak, you know, person because of letting love triumph over blood, as she saw it. She definitely wants Mon-El to return to what's the planet called? Draxum?
Daxum. Apocalypse.
Daxum,
just kidding. Daxum.
Right.
But this episode was pretty good, very entertaining, awesome as always. And I love the humor in the episode. And I love that fight scene on the ship when Martian Manhunter and Kara work together to save Mon-El. And I love that scene. But still, I was expecting a lot more because this is freaking Kevin Smith, you guys.
Me too.
It was pretty
good. Now, to be fair to Kevin Smith, he doesn't write the episodes. He just directs them. So once he shows up to set, they give him a script and they say, okay, this is what you got to work with. And to be fair with him, but still, he could have – it just didn't feel like a Kevin Smith episode like how it did with the Flash, I mean.
I know. The Flash is still one of the greatest best TV shows of all time. And I mean, I love
that
Supergirl.
Trip to the Speed
Force
was definitely the best one.
Yeah, I mean, that
was it called?
So
the Walking Dinosaur or something like that?
The Runaway Dinosaur.
Not walking, he's
dinosaur.
Running.
And then he directed Killer Frost. That episode was pretty darn good. And I thought, this episode was very good. I love the action.
So, are we
going to
give Kevin Smith another chance to direct a different show? I've already stated my case. Well, what about you, Matt? Would you give him the keys Gotham, Arrow, or DC Legends?
Well, maybe he could try one for DC Legends because we know how much
I could
we all
see
love that
show. It's more quirkier, right?
and I could see Arrow, too. It's just with Supergirl, I don't really know. I mean, it's been very good. It's just I think the most nights I get excited for DC TV are Tuesday and Wednesdays. I mean, that's it. Mm. Tuesday and Wednesdays really are my favorite nights. I mean, I love Gotham. I love Supergirl. But this episode was pretty darn good, I have to say, with all the fight
it
scenes
was.
And all that.
Definitely a lot of special effects in this episode.
Yeah.
As we got to see the elves' spaceship and their powers against Supergirl, how they try to, you know, knock her out, and of course she's not giving up.
I like
and,
that part.
You know,
no.
Yeah, and she's so good. I mean, every time I see her, that is
Melissa,
Supergirl.
Yeah, she is. She's done great so far for two seasons. I can't wait for what they – oh, by the way, she did do the voice of Kara in Justice 2.
Nice.
I could tell.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What about Ollie?
I think I could tell. I think Stephen Amell did the voice for Oliver and Kevin Conroy. It was kind of hard to tell because this was an older version of Barry after he stopped the regime with Superman. And I think it was him, Grant Gustin, and then I could tell with Oliver, and I could tell with Katie Cassidy as well. But
yeah, I'll have to check that out.
I sent you those on Snapchat. I watched the full cutscenes, and it was looks like to be a cool game. I'm going to ask for it on my birthday this year.
For sure, for sure. All right, Destined Son, we're about to wrap it up here. One of my favorite scenes of Destined Son is, of course, the scene when Rhea kills King Lar Gand. And the reason why is because at first it kind of seemed like they were going to go away and be like, okay, that was a big waste of time for them to travel all the way to Earth and then nothing happened. But then again, the writers have a big twist to it where Rhea kills the father. Wait till Mon-El finds out that his own mother killed his dad. He's going to flip. So I cannot wait for that scene. What was your favorite scene in Distant Son, Matt?
I love the funny humor between Kara and Mon-El when they had that telekinetic alien working for doing the bounty on Kara, and they were fighting each other. I thought that was pretty funny. I love their chemistry, I just have to say.
Yeah,
they have,
it's growing on me too.
Mon-El and Kara really have very good romantic chemistry, way better than that Jimmy and Kara opera crap back in season 1.
Yeah, it seems like with Jimmy, they don't know what to do with him.
I know, like he's Guardian and then all this other stuff that's
going
around. And then
he's running
Catco,
and then he's like, he has this relationship with Wynn, and then he's not dating anyone.
No, I mean,
why won't they just bring back
dating
Lucy Lane for him?
Yeah, I wonder why they haven't brought in Lucy Lane. But I also like that intro scene when Kara's fighting the first alien that's after her. That was pretty cool.
That was
like
cool.
The alien shoes, the heat beam out of his front eye. I thought that was so cool. And then when they tried to reason with Rhea in the Fortress of Solitude and she used that kryptonite knife on her. Oh my gosh, that was
pretty insane.
Crazy. It's like
think we're there yet, Matt. I don't think we're for that
no.
one.
No, all right.
I think this one she just kills the father at the end.
Oh okay.
That's
yeah,
right.
Okay,
that's
right. I totally forgot.
Okay, well, let's just wrap it up here. Coming up next is The Flash Talk, so if you're fans of The Flash, switch on over to The Flash Talk, and we'll talk to you there about The Flash. We're going to be talking about Duet, the musical. Yes, The Flash had a musical. All right, Matt, have a good night. And Supergirl.